Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
That was so rusty.
Well, I mean, the girls are back this week. Like, y'all let me be by myself last week and run amok on the show or whatever.
Great. It was, we appreciate you. We appreciate you joining 238 because this is 239.
This is 239.
All back. So we really do appreciate you, Dee Dee, for holding it down. You know, the summer
truly
was crazy and whatnot. So the doll held it down.
Yes. For the dolls, the traveling dolls, because everybody was somewhere.
If nobody told you that they don't appreciate you, we appreciate you.
Big time.
I just want to feel appreciated.
Let's give it mood.
Literally, okay. Mood.
I'm about to pin it to the top of my Twitter.
Right? Cherish. Like, I'm feeling really unappreciated. Taking my love for granted. Actually, I'm not even going to say no more because we... One of our friend, Maine, who was on a recent episode, had us doing that damn Usher... I'm not even about to embarrass myself.
It was a superstar challenge, but within text threads.
So you send a voice note in your voice notes of your friend singing it. So obviously, you know, we all go and it's terrible. At least yours, you cut yourself off, Dee Dee.
Like, I cut myself off because my voice started cracking. So
yeah, when my sister
you
said
you should have just re-recorded.
Yeah, you should have re-recorded it.
I didn't have time, Joe.
Horrible. And then G came through and just like destroyed the girls because she can actually sing. So I was like, yeah, I don't want to play anymore. I'm all set.
I was trying to avoid it, but Maine kept pressing me.
Yeah, she did though. Yeah, she definitely did. Hi, Jess.
What's up, Jess?
Jesus.
Hi. Hi, but I put myself on mute so that she wouldn't.
We have a guest in his house.
Okay.
You can't hear or see me.
Oh, I have my headphones in.
Oh. Yeah, I'm like,
how
them.
How I hear them. Right. How I hear them.
Oh,
that's too funny.
She looks so pretty. You guys were at a wedding over the weekend.
Yes. So Patricia, one of my really, really great friends. She is getting married, but she's eloping in Italy. And her fiance Neil is Sikh Indian. And so one of their like engagement or reception parties is a Sangeet ceremony. So you have like, this like a traditional like Indian ceremony where people, family, friends celebrate the bride and groom. And so I wore like Indian attire, and we did like a little dance to like celebrate them, and it was really cute and fun. But they're eloping in a couple weeks in Italy.
I love that. Can you say that you're eloping if you're doing it? Is it still?
That's
eloping?
A great question.
Yeah, I thought eloping meant just doing it.
Yeah, you said what?
Like no one is invited. So,
so it's like a private ceremony.
It's very private.
Yeah.
It's intimate.
Them and God and the officiant.
I love that. I mean, I feel like we're probably the only people that haven't been to Europe this summer because everybody's in Europe.
Bitch.
Everybody.
And I'm so mad about it.
So mad. I'm literally looking up the word elope because I'm like, nah, I need to know. Yeah, it just says run away secretly in order to get married, especially without parental consent. It's getting
elusive. Oh.
I mean, in a way, though, because it kind that kind of is the case as it pertains to him.
Okay. Religious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
Or like more cultural, like cultural. They, you know, would prefer another Sangi Lord. Sikh Indian. Lord, I couldn't get my shit together. Sikh Indian.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. You putting us on.
Yeah, I feel, I have a friend that, you know, I can't remember if she's Hindu or what, but yeah, it was like a struggle with her boyfriend when they first started dating. But I think her parents just kind of like came around to it. Black people, people that are like, so, you know, obviously there's a difference of like, race, religion, all culture, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we're the only people that don't be caring, I feel like.
Yeah.
Any old body up in here. Like, you know how you're looking at the NBA players, no shade, and it's giving, you know, the mulattoes are taking over. Like,
I can't. Now, you know that's mulattoes. A controversial word.
Well, mulatto made it. Okay.
Biracial.
I had to retweet something on Twitter. This shit had me crying today because it's so true.
What is that?
Sorry, light skins. This is myself included, I guess. But it said, hold on, let me find it.
That's sorry.
I'll admit slavery was a little rough, but creating light skins is truly the worst thing white people have ever done to us.
No, I can't.
I mean,
I
ain't going to disagree.
I cannot. I know I did not mean to say mulattoes or someone who did not like the word.
That's all good, you know, blame blotto.
Right. No, seriously. I've like never used that word.
We would never use that word until Lotto. That was her original stage name.
Right. I brought the table to the table and she was taking it all in too. So that's the only reason why, child. But well, I mean, it's such an exciting time. Whether, you know, I love that they figured it out and they're doing their own thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love wedding season. Like
heavy wedding, like how we were talking about off camera, like we both, I think we have weddings like the same. I have two weddings back. Well, one isn't technically an engagement party, and the other one is a wedding in Maryland. And then, it's so many.
Yeah, I have a wedding too. Summer. I mean, summer is the best time for a wedding. Like the perfect weather. You can do it indoor, outdoor. You know, people, it's easier to travel.
Yeah. If you have can attach it to a holiday.
Yeah.
This is true.
If y'all had no budget, the world is your oyster. What is your wedding like?
I'm gonna let G go since you in planning mode. So like, if you could have anything, what would you have?
What would I have? If money was not an object, I actually would go back to having my wedding in Elkhart and make everybody come there. And I would just find a really nice way for people to, like, either I would charter a jet or something, but I would like get it so where everybody could get there without hassle. Cause that was like one of the major reasons why it's not happening in Elkhart. It just doesn't really create like a good guest experience for people who ain't from there, never been there in their life. You know, so without a budget or without like, if money isn't an object, I could create all of that.
Right.
You know,
you would basically like make a space and have the lodging and all of that taken care of.
Yeah.
Logistics. I want to be at the wedding. Give me life. Like, what is going on at the wedding?
At the wedding. Sorry. It's going to be like a half concert.
Okay.
Is
Glorilla singing FNF?
No, Glorilla's not singing, but it would be like, well, they voice is shot. So I don't know. Like and what you call it don't perform no more, but like Jodeci, you know.
I like
maybe
that.
L, you know, like I would want like a performance, like performances at the reception. My mama's singing at the wedding, and I think my mama is actually at the wedding. She sang at my brother's wedding.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's
adorable.
I don't want to give her a job, but you know.
If she volunteer.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It would definitely be like a mini concert. A food truck outside. A weed truck.
Ooh.
Or a weed station, you know, only sativa being offered. We don't need nobody falling asleep.
I love that. I might take a little something from that. Okay, I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. This is like shit I'm actually still trying to do, though, so.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Money ain't no option. I know that's right.
Yeah. No, I mean, but that's... So we found out, like, because y'all know, like, Punch loves McDonald's, like, his favorite brand, but we found out that McDonald's will actually create special wrappers with your name on it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's
never knew that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you, Didi?
If money was no fucking object, it is a star-studded bash, baby. We are throwing a party, but it's very intimate. It's only a guest list of like 50. There's no plus ones.
Wow.
The only plus one is if they were a part of my story. I ain't trying to meet nobody. I ain't trying to be like, this is such and such.
Wow. So really even if they're married, if you don't know them and they not a part of the story, they can't
Met them. I never met them. I'm so sorry.
Wow. No, it's your day. You ain't got to apologize.
I've never met them. Like, I want to be able to just have fun with everybody there. Like, I don't want to just be meeting people.
I thought about that. Yeah.
I've been at weddings where I'm meeting the groom for the first time plenty of times. It's unfortunate. But... Yeah. It's always awkward.
I don't know if you met Whitney's husband.
No, I hadn't.
Okay, yeah, that was our first time meeting our friend's husband.
Yeah,
and it happens, you know. Like, I'm your friend, you're not his friend, but I mean, that's a reality. But that's how, I guess, close it is.
50.
I would do it somewhere in Europe. I would definitely do it somewhere in Europe just to have it like around like maybe south of France, French Riviera. Make a vacation. People make a vacation out of it. Have a full weekend. Six's puppy, right? He loves Toni Braxton, so maybe have Toni do her Vegas show and like the initial, like I guess what would you call that? Like what when the mixer when people are first arriving, and that like that night would be like that night would be the Toni Braxton experience.
Okay.
And I love it.
Oh, I love that.
The wedding itself, I always think about music. I would have Alicia Keys do the wedding.
Oh,
and wow. I know the girl.
After her shy-ass vocals.
I know the girls do not see it. But she's such a good storyteller about her music as well. The way I looked at everybody got quiet. Yeah, I might see still G's idea. I would do maybe like THC infused food, and like you could do THC food, or you don't have to.
Oh my god!
You don't want to smell like weed. You can have the, but you want to be high. That's cute.
It's I like Franklin that
wedding.
It's even what
Franklin Saint's wedding, and everybody was high.
Oh yeah, everybody was high. Yeah. That's all I got. But yeah, that's a lot if money wasn't a thing.
I love that.
I was like, okay, wow. TT, what you got?
So over the top.
I know.
I would definitely have a domestic wedding because regardless of money, some of my family is not getting anywhere.
So niggas don't got passports and shit. Can't leave the country. Shit.
So yeah. I think I do want to get married in Baltimore, but I'm open to like a really beautiful, like the Brooklyn Museum or something. Or like something like that. Like a really like iconic New York venue. Not opposed to that. Easy to get to.
I'm looking at me planning your wedding for you, but what about the African American Museum? And I've never even been
that's
there.
That's where my cousin's getting married or there.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah, literally.
That, already? Oh, like people can get married there?
Yeah, she's literally getting married there. She's getting married
there. Oh, shit.
How much is that? Like,
right now, I'm being nosy.
I don't know, but that's where, that's literally where she get married, the African American History Museum. And then, and I'd like, and actually, I remember seeing on someone's story, there's like, I guess, I don't even know where it is, but like a really nice library in Baltimore, and it looked gorgeous, like, like the aisle. So even that, like a really nice, like either way, I do want like an iconic venue. Mine probably gonna be like 200, 250 people. I'm gonna be meeting people for the first time. I know.
Yeah, dead ass. My wedding's huge. My family eat up at least 50 alone.
And like, I don't
have so many family.
Yeah, I don't. I don't even have a lot of family, but I feel like I know I'm gonna get to like 200 though. 250. Yeah. I think I want like the food. Oh no. Okay, the welcome party. I think I want it to be like 90s. So like. Maybe like you said, like a Jodeci, but then I was like Jasmine Sullivan or like H-Town. I don't know. I wanted to give 90s.
I mean, I like Jasmine because she could do covers too. And she has like a 90s sound.
Yeah, exactly.
Where so she could do covers of other people's songs too.
So that's like the welcome party. And then the actual wedding. I want like, you know how sometimes you're always still hungry? I want like sea bass and a lamb chop for the food.
Come on, land and sea.
I want, yeah, exactly. I want land and sea, because now money ain't a thing, because that's expensive.
Okay. Right?
Okay, land and
sea. Yeah.
It's giving one of the
it's
other.
Cater by John George's. Right.
I got to get a black, I'm going to still get a black person. I'm going to still give me a black caterer.
Marcus Samuelson. Okay.
Right. And then be like, and don't make that shit fancy either. Okay. I want.
I need nigger macaroni and cheese.
It's getting Dead Sky Fish Fry is catering the wedding, and then somebody else is serving it. Like,
I mean, they have a really good mac and cheese.
Or I was like, I would do Jamaican food, and I ain't Jamaican, but I digress. But it is my favorite cuisine. And then I wanted like a table of just like a bunch of sweets and snacks and like Rice Krispie treats. Definitely want El DeBarge. And I'm actually serious about that in like real life. Like El DeBarge singing. I don't give a damn if my budget is $10,000. El DeBarge is singing at my wedding. We will eat air so I can.
Be all he costs, child.
You said what?
No shade. That might be all he costs. No shade. I'm like,
El DeBarge is singing at my wedding. I do
want to take what he can get.
Right.
Okay.
Outfit change. And then it's going to be Popeyes at the end. Popeyes and a food truck at the end.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm on the... Oh, I'm on the guest list. And, you know, so many people.
I was going to say, right. Make sure. What?
Make sure I'm on the guest list.
And you and your man can't come either. Like, what?
Right. And your man can't come.
It's funny. People are bold enough to ask you for wedding invitations. That is tacky as hell.
Yeah.
Yes. That and then crazy. Somebody who didn't even invite me to their wedding asked me for an invitation to mine.
Oh like, no.
Yes.
I mean,
with
that is
full
a thing.
Chest.
That is the thing that I've realized recently. Like, if you weren't invited to my, if you didn't invite me to your wedding, I'm not going to invite you to mine.
If you don't tell me happy birthday, I'm not telling you happy birthday. There's no way I'm inviting you to my wedding if you mine. Okay.
My pettiness not that deep, but
it's
like
literally Merry Christmas. No, you didn't tell me Merry Christmas. So no, you can't. Nope. No, that is wild. No, that's the audacity is at an all-time high.
Like, yeah. Weddings, I understand because it's like, you're paying per head too. It's like, you just had a wedding 2 years ago.
$1,000 a plate.
Yeah. You just had a wedding 2 years ago. I wasn't there and you want to come to mine?
Yeah.
Sorry, boo.
Yeah, I probably tailor that little guest list down a little bit. And
you better go there and sit down and smoke a backwood or something and leave me alone.
Hello?
Please.
We have like a backwood table at the wedding too, like outside.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotta have, because I would probably have a few like just already things pre-roll, but definitely will have, you know, for people who actually want to get active, you know, unravel their backwoods.
Right.
You know, crush down some cute flour, roll up the backwoods, banana and grape, preferably. And then keep it cracking. And then the aroma will be good too, because I like a backwoods burn smell.
I actually do too. Yeah.
It's like nice, sweet, savory.
It's sweet.
It's not overbearing, you know.
Yeah, but that's why I said they have a little, like, you know how they be having cigar rollers and stuff like that, a little backwood station.
Oh, yeah, have backwood rollers. Like, have a full, like, experience.
A full experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's actually perfect. Because then, you know, not a lot of people can roll a backwood. Right. You want to make sure it's perfect. Right. Instead of cigar rollers, backwood rollers.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. Right. Hmm. And that could be during the time between the wedding and the reception, like that cocktail hour.
No, that got to be after speeches.
For real? Like, they can't do it in between, like,
only sativa, so it might be okay.
Yeah,
because sativa's the upper, it gets your brain moving activity, you know.
Not at my wedding.
They're gonna come in at reception hungry as shit.
Right, exactly. Come hungry as shit.
Well, they'll be ready to eat that land and sea you offering them, okay?
Okay, they're going to be like, where the Popeyes at?
But I did forget, and a heavy past hors d'oeuvres hour. But then sometimes you really don't want to eat, so maybe not. But, like, definitely, like, cute whore's divorce while you wait for, like,
whore's divorce.
While you wait for the bridal party to take their photos.
A little crab.
Little crab rolls.
Crab cake, egg rolls.
Yes, I'm like, oh, bitch. Oh my God, yes.
Crab cake, egg rolls with a little dipping sauce, and they come over with the napkin, like, you want to dip too? Yes, I would love to dip.
My past hors d'oeuvres hour is given like Costco, because I was about to say, like, some spanakopita, some little, like, fried shrimp. Like, it's given Costco chop with a little sauce.
I mean, look. You said money ain't a thing you're trying to save. I know that's right. Yeah,
money. It's given. Look, if loot was before, you know, when she first got married or something like that. Like,
have you finished loot? I haven't finished yet.
It's weekly. So I watched.
So there's more episodes.
Yeah. I didn't realize that either. I thought it was only four. I'm assuming eight, like a regular. Okay. Or something like that, because it's like the one I watched last night, I fell asleep on it, and to be honest, I'm not gonna go back and watch it. I got the gist.
it's a good background type of show. Yeah, I will say
it's not anything that you have to like intensely watch. Like, it's cute. It's 30 minutes, 25 minutes, whatever, you put it on, and just like, it's cute though.
And Maya Rudolph is literally acting who she is in Saturday Night Live. It's the same.
I feel like I've never really seen her on. I don't really watch.
Oh, yeah, she was like early 10s, early 2000s Saturday Night Live. It's crazy that you just got to refer to the 2010s as the 10s, but that's what she was on there. And I thought at the beginning the show was very, like, a little over the top and not believable. It's like, is someone really this, like, annoying or, like, this, like, unaware?
I feel like think of, like, rich people, you know, that have that much money, they literally just don't even get things. Like, I feel like it was supposed to be kind of like campy and that over the top, that you're like, has this. I mean, remember, he like bought her a yacht for her birth, like, that's nobody's getting a yacht for their birthday. So I feel like it was like supposed to be over the top or something like that. So
yeah, I kept saying it was like Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie,
right? And that's what people,
but like,
yeah,
but like Mackenzie's not like that. Like, it's like if Mackenzie was more over the top.
But we don't know how she is.
This is true.
You know, like, we don't, because I feel like she's not really over the top. Like, we don't know, you know, like, we don't know what her like daily life with like her wait staff looks like.
Yeah.
I was like, it must be nice though, child. Like, and then rich women do be so aloof, like, they're so like
just they
so,
do
so aloof, like, just so out of
must
touch
be nice
reality. Yeah, exactly, like, literally so out of touch with reality, so it's like probably what it's giving. So
yeah, I mean, I'll keep watching though, because it's a really good like background show. Like, if I have nothing else to watch, I'm like, oh, just put that,
that really, I really live, I love it.
Yeah, I watched it.
She's like tuned in.
Yes, I'm tuned in. It's 29 minutes.
That's it, literally.
That's true. 20, that's true.
It's like the one, the ad was so damn long. I was like, damn, it's only 24 minutes, something like that. Yeah, it's. Yeah. I watched it all in one sitting, like the first four episodes.
I watched the first three in one sitting, yeah.
Yeah, it was so quick. And I was like, oh, that's when I thought it was over too. And I was like, oh, it's, and someone literally had tweeted about it. And I was like, oh, it's weekly. Got it.
Right. So, but that, yeah, that's how I saw it, Twitter.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like, you know, a good little summer thing, because it's hard to keep up with shows in the summer. Like, I had a weekend to just like watch. I kind of did it this past weekend, but not really, just to like sit and watch everything, you know. Like, I'm not really feeling like Housewives, I feel like, is dragging both Beverly Hills and Atlanta.
Atlanta is annoying because of Marlo and Kenya, but it's like, I feel like Marlo is just, I'm gonna use the word again, over the top. And I think she just goes below the belt whenever someone tries to argue with her.
It's nasty. She gets nasty. And then she has like no accountability. Like, she's like, that one scene, she's like, I don't talk about people's mom, parents and children. And then they were like,
meanwhile,
actually you do. Like, she gets too nasty. I actually don't. I don't like that.
I can't be around people that are like that.
Yeah, she's too much. Because it is, it's like, it's evil spirited or something.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Kenya's no gem either, but she hasn't been too bad this season.
She hasn't.
And it was like, wait, I saw on Twitter, y'all remember that damn movie, Save the Last Dance, where the girl was, she was watching a white girl, I guess his ex-girlfriend, Jesse.
She tried to tell what happened on Save the Last Dance.
All she do is ask me for shit, these damn kids. Anyway, the moment is gone, but whatever.
No, you talk about the scene when she was like, let me go break this shit up.
Yes, that was Marlo. Anytime Kenya's having a good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
She was smiling a little bit too hard. She rolling her eyes and she's like, why are you so bothered?
Yeah. And then it's like she tries to be her friend. Even this thing with Candy, I was just like, what's wrong with her? Like, even like, I feel like she's starting there. I think she's just trying to be like, let me make sure I keep my peach. Cause like you start the shit with like Shay and she's talking about like, oh, Candy wasn't there for you. Like, and Kenya couldn't come. And it's like, if the girl says she's sick, she's sick.
If the girl is sick, even with a full face, she knows you're about to call her because of production. So she's going to have a fucking full face on. So like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, she just was doing, and then it's like she throws her hand and she's like, I just want us all to be friends and I don't understand why. And it's like, girl, no, you're not. You're trying to be messy. I need you to stop. Like, you're
well, I did all of this for you, and she didn't do nothing.
Raspy boy. I never eat chips like that, right? Sheree needs a chip deal. Cause why, I bought some chips the other day and I just, every time I eat them, I think about Sheree. I bought like some kettle chips. And I just love the crunch, like how
when she was sitting alone, she was sitting, waiting on Tyrone.
Yeah, I was like, she needs the Lay's deal because Sheree got me out here buying chips. Y'all. I do not buy chips.
Wow. I love me some good chips.
No, I don't really eat them. And I was like, I'm fucking these jalapeno kettle chips up.
And I feel bad for her. Like, I really want her to see how much of a bad bitch she is. Like, beautiful. Banging body.
It's such a sad storyline. Feel terrible for her. Cause like, how many years did you get as prison man, girl? Like,
and did they meet outside? Like, I need a Sheree special, no shade. Like, how many, like,
so she had known him for a long time just from around Atlanta, because I remember vividly the episode when her and Nene were going back and forth about when Nene was like, yes, they're done. And she was like, what's your raggedy whatever, and you know the you know that exact scene, talking about a Trump check.
And
the argument was about Tyrone, and so Tyrone was like a promoter or like a club promoter or something, and so it was about like money and like him paying her or not paying her. She was like, bitch, I'm not worried about that, I'm cashing Trump checks. Like, you're worried about the money from Tyrone.
Got it.
Okay. So they had a relationship outside of them actually liking each other. So I think it was one of those things of like, I've known this man for however many years. He got in trouble for scamming. I stood by him and we fell in love. And
I was like, I know she didn't meet him on no jail pimp house site now.
No, she knew him before, like years before, from just around Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. I mean, actually, it's what I said before we even started. It's like so sad. Like, I men are the prize, sadly, and I hate it bad. Like, Sheree is a, like you said, beautiful, like access all of these things, and not to
say she don't think that about herself,
right? But you holding a nigga down in jail, not that, again, that doesn't exclude her from being loyal, but like, I'm sure, actually I'm not sure that there are options. I don't know, but constantly over and over. Like, how you gonna get out, get to your little halfway house, and then not pick up the phone and not say anything?
Yeah. You could have told me you couldn't come to Philly.
You could have told me.
Like, you know, like, I had to get production to get you, you know, set up and sign releases and get mic'd up.
And you know, anything you like, them POs got to sign everything. Like, first rodeo Tyrone.
Yeah. And you ghost me? Like, you don't answer none of my phone. You block me. Like,
so you got me out here looking crazy.
Nasty work. Nasty.
And you know they're going to use this.
Nasty. Yep.
Name the episode, She By Herself and All.
Oh my God. Yes, they did. I couldn't stop laughing.
I felt so bad. They tried so bad.
Not and she by herself.
Leave it to Marla. Was like, you was out there looking crazy. Like, it was, she's like,
but she was.
Her the photo, like,
it was like,
yeah, poor baby. Oh my gosh. I know. I'm actually
learning your words.
Olds behind. I gotta. They started dragging, and then the whole like Drew and Sonya. I was just like, I'm good.
Oh yeah.
I like Sonya.
I don't know. I could do with or without her, to be completely honest. I don't need her. I'm very indifferent to her. Because I do feel like she's kind of like herself, a tiny bit. Because she has so much energy for Drew, and I feel like it's only because she's one of the new girls.
Right. I agree.
She wouldn't do that.
And it's not even that deep. Like, Drew actually did nothing to her. She's talking about shit that Drew did to other people.
Yeah,
it's like, well, I'm questioning you.
Yeah, she had so much energy for it. I was just like, what? Like, but again, you wouldn't do that to Candy, so let's not.
Nope, not at all.
I don't like that.
She's giving snooze.
Yeah, she is. She is. Like, then I was thinking that though. What do you do? I feel like if your partner, like how her husband wants another baby, and she's kind of like she doesn't want one. And I was like, I don't even know what that crossroads looks like for a couple that is like on opposing sides of, you know, like having another kid.
I don't know, child.
I mean, well, that was like a comp. That's like a compromise for me because I don't really want another one, but I do it.
But like, I feel like you're like, right. Like you said, it's a
compromise. Like I'm open to it, but it's it's like legitimately a compromise.
Right.
Because I'm super straight.
Yeah. And I feel like she's like, no, like I don't.
Yeah, she's like, hell no.
I do not want one. Like I do not want another kid. It's just like.
Which I feel like will be her story as well, because they did a preview for next week's episode. And she ordered like the machine that simulates a labor that you can put on men. And so she puts it on him so that he can experience what it would feel like from the simulation
at least. Really trying to be like, see it from my perspective.
See it from my perspective. Like, nigga, this ain't as easy as you think it is.
And that's just one part of it. Like,
and that's just one part.
Raising, like,
literally one part. Because when she was saying that she, one of the reasons why she didn't want to have one, another one is because she's the one who has to be like responsible the most in the beginning, which is the case for most women. So like, you don't be wanting to take all that on. And it's very easy for a man to be like, well, I want this. I want my seed and all this, which is very ego driven.
Oh, absolutely. You already got a son. So what?
The legacy.
If that's the thing.
I just feel like sometimes it does come, because that was even something on Twitter I saw, and it was like, women, like, no matter what, you know, like how supportive a man is, like that is your kid, like you are going to be with that child more than
and she's already complaining that he's back and forth to Houston for the car service business.
So she like, no, I'm not trying to do this even with help with my mama here. No,
right, because my mama's still gonna hand him to me.
Right, exactly. Like,
yeah, I was like, man, she might need to hire some help. Not use the mama, but like actually hire some help.
Yeah, then I was thinking
that. Because the mama gonna tell you, I done raised my kids. That's what my mama said to me.
Yeah, I was like, they should have enough money to have like an au pair or somebody's, like something. Like,
girl.
I don't know their business.
But these be some fake ass housewives, honey. They ain't. They ain't balling like the Beverly Hills Dolls, okay?
No, no one's touching them or Dubai.
Nobody, nobody. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched Dubai, but yeah, this season, look, this, I was like, this season is dark of Beverly Hills. Like, between Erica Jane spiraling on her meds and cocktails, and I
the break-in.
So yeah, the break-in, and then like the episode where she's like talking to Garcelle's kids, and she was so drunk and talking to her son.
Oh my god!
Looking for her to like,
it was trying to fuck the other son.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really weird.
And he's married.
And married,
but then was like, but then used the microaggression talking about, I don't care about your baby mama.
Baby mama, yup. Exactly.
And why had to be a baby mama for the black man?
Why? Why?
Right.
Literally, I was like, I'm waiting for her to
sizing.
Say that. Literally, was right. Like, I'm waiting. Because as soon as she said that, I was like, baby mama. I'm like, he's married. Like, they said he was married.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. And then the way she was like talking to her son, I was like, no. Like, Garcelle should have had a little bit more energy for her.
She should have had more smoke for her. Yeah.
She was very calm. Yep. And like, she tried her
best. I think it was, we're recording, we're filming, or else it would have been different.
Yeah, like talking to my son like that, talking about, oh, I was joking. No, you weren't. Like, you
weren't
exactly how you would have talked to a little black boy.
Yeah. That's you wouldn't talk to any of their kids like that. Anyone else's kids, you would never talk to them.
You talk to Kyle's kids like that?
Absolutely not. Nope.
And then them motherfuckers was laughing and shit. Please. Kyle and Dorit. Oh. And then Dorit was like, well, it wasn't my kid.
Professional, Dorit talking about, I would never allow anybody to talk to my kids like that. She's like, never. Meanwhile, you were sitting right there.
Because black people, they don't consider to be human. So
you're the only person
like them.
The little, what's her name? What's my good girlfriend's name?
Lisa Rinna?
No, I don't know. I don't know if she's Asian or Korean.
Crystal.
Was kind of like, she was like, what do you
like, she like took him and was like, let's just go.
Like,
yeah, let's just go.
Yeah, I was like, what is
that? I mean, that whole episode was a mess. Like, oh my gosh, between Diana versus Sutton and Kyle doing splits on the dance floor.
Kyle's spiraling, like, she's another one. Kyle, I'm never on the side of Sutton, but the way that they were kind of like talking to her, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't like
and that. Like putting their hurt, like, don't ever put your hand over my mouth, first of all.
Right.
When she's the one who's calling herself a villain and laughing.
Yeah, and then interjected, like, yeah, I don't remember you telling me that. I don't remember you having a miscarriage.
Right.
Or what? Like,
the audacity of you.
This isn't even your conversation to have.
Like, at all.
At all.
She's so busy trying to ghost produce. Like, please sit your ass down somewhere. Yeah.
No, I understand. Sutton does a thing where if someone's telling a traumatic story, she likes to talk about her traumatic upbringing or something that has happened to her to relate.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody is always receptive to that. She's telling me to relate. They in turn think of it as like, oh, she's trying to own the conversation. This is not the Sutton show. This is not about you. It's like, no, she is trying to say this so that you don't feel alone or that you feel like you can even open up more.
And I don't like the new lady. Like, she's just nasty. Like, I don't like her.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't like, at first I liked her. I feel like she was quiet and stayed in her place and was just like, you know, fabulously rich.
Yeah. I'm not feeling her.
No, you're nasty. Like,
yeah. And bitch, girl, you're supposed to be on bed.
Like, shut up. Why are you trying to sit here and like be condescending to people? Like, please. And I do not shade sex workers, but let's keep it a book.
Yeah.
And then apparently she was with Epstein when he was out in
I like
so you probably was fucking kids too, bitch. Like, who knows?
Yeah. They said, what's her name? Giselle. It says she's not snitching, she holding it down more than rappers and shit. Like, she is not for a dead man. She is not telling stories.
Yeah.
Well, because
I feel like somebody about to take care of her, though. Yeah, I feel like somebody is like, you just do your bid, and we got you when you come out. That has to be the case.
Is she coming out?
Right.
She only got 20 years.
How old is she?
I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah, because that she
maybe in her 50s, 40s, 50s.
Look, we done. She's 60.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Mm.
Damn. Yeah, I don't. It's something that's.
I don't know. Her to not be talking. Yeah, I just feel like that bitch could be bought. Because that's how she even ended up in that whole Jeffrey Epstein foolishness.
I know. I think I saw another one that Showtime had that I was like, oh, I think I got to watch that one, like another documentary or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Stars has one watching. I just saw.
Yeah, I saw it when I was watching P-Valley, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know. Hot mess. Sorry, y'all. We jumped topics real quick. But yes, we are talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the longtime friend of Mr. Jeffrey Epstein.
Ghislaine.
That's her name?
Yeah.
I think I said Ghislaine too. Okay, Ghislaine.
I did too.
By the spelling. Yeah.
It's very confusing. It's very, very confusing.
Child.
Literally just child.
Child. The secrets that lady got about people.
A lot. Right?
A lot.
She could flip this shit on his head if she wanted to. Girl, let us know. Damn,
what?
Man walking, sis. The fuck you covering up for these niggas,
foe? Child. Messing with her, we might not even have a president. You never know.
What? Yeah.
Because you just don't know who was involved in anything she would know about.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Trump and Clinton was there for sure.
Look, and I was do we need one?
No, we don't. That photo floating around with Jeffrey with that girl looked like 9 that was sitting on his lap in the jet. It was some men in the back. Yeah. They faces blurred out.
Yeah, that's the photo exactly. That's the one that I feel like I've seen that like so many times today, like being restarted.
Yeah, I saw it today too. And I was like, what is this from? I mean, it was between that and Hunter Biden doing crack. I'm like, what is happening?
Hold on. I did not go into
his iCloud got hacked.
He was doing crack.
Oh, bitch, he was weighing the shit out on a scale.
And it was like 2.8 pounds. 2.8 pounds. I was like, that's a lot of crack.
He had hella crack.
That's a lot of crack.
Or crack.
Crack.
Bitch. Crack rock.
Is it crack? I ask you. Yeah, has to be.
Oh my God.
We've been talking about crack 2 weeks in a row.
I was just saying, why have we been talking about crack for 2 weeks in a row?
2 weeks in a row.
It's making a resurgence.
It's clearly. I was walking on the street, child, maybe like a few weeks ago, and I saw a man, like a homeless man, put a little crack right in the pipe. And I was like, I did. I was like, I definitely just saw what I thought I saw.
I could have sworn she was out of style. I thought everybody was on fucking amphetamines, pills, and shit.
No,
girl. I guess she's making a comeback.
She has staying power. She never left. How about that?
I've been watching the Supreme Team documentary. T was telling me about it over the weekend, and I turned it on Saturday night. Was that Saturday night? And was like up to like 3 a.m. Finished it. But it talks about the crack epidemic, but from the perspective of the Supreme Team actually funneling the drugs in the community. And just how they like really put together this, such a Fortune 500 business. Like they were for real businessmen and did it out of like the projects.
I was going to say hustlers and people in jail are some of the most like entrepreneurial, intuitive, just like resourceful people ever, like making a way out of no way, like you said, building low-key a fortune, not even low-key, high-key, like a fortune
high-key
not even low-key. It's 4 episodes or how many?
It's four episodes.
I only watched 2, I think.
Okay, yeah, I gotta watch it. I'm gonna start it this week.
It's really good.
I've seen was really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't know like how culturally like impactful they were, like the fucking New Jack City movie was kind of like based off of them.
Okay.
And I feel like Supreme the brand is based off of Preem.
I believe it. You know, white people are some vampires. But culture vulture, you know.
And there's so many references to Supreme and like rap music, like the whole Murder Inc. angle, like when he got out of jail and did his 8-year bid, like Irv Gotti took him under and was like, hey, you could be one of my VPs. And, you know, there's a lot with that story. Even the nephew. So, yeah, it was a lot to that documentary. They did a really good job. shout out to Nas. He was the director, executive producer, and writer on that.
He's really in his, like,
shout out to Nas
doing their little content bag. Like,
yeah.
I love his transition. I really do.
Not everyone can do, or not everyone has been doing it. He's been doing a good job. I'm not mad at Snoop. He's a little brand whore, but I fuck with it. He stay with a check, honey.
He stay with a check.
Stay
for him. Like when he had that little show with
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart was like, how? But then you see the show and you like, okay, I get it.
That man stay with a check.
Because for him, it's a personality and a look.
Yeah.
And like, it works where it's like, you know, he's just so cool, laid back, like an OG whole thing. And like, he plays into it versus like Nas is not really like the personality type, but he can be behind the scenes and really make some shit happen because he has a name. And like, you're going to respect it because you respect him as a rapper.
Yeah. I love it. You know,
not saying that Nas don't have no personality. That's not what I was conveying, but y'all knew what I meant.
Here, that's my baby father in my head still. Forever love that man.
Remember when him and Nicki was dating? Very brief.
Yeah, that wasn't working.
I don't even. Yeah, that just seems so chaotic. Like, she seems chaotic, so.
Well.
Like, she's just, you know, I don't even know if she's going out bad or this is just her. Like, I can't even figure it out. You know, she on her little tour, hitting people in the head and whatnot.
Right, it's like all these pictures, like, it's like some old photos of them.
Oh, wow. She looks so pretty there.
Yeah, short-lived.
I like that face. Yeah. She should have stopped right there.
Yeah, this was the pink prayer.
Okay, yeah, she should have stopped right there. That's a really that's really pretty, Nicki. Like she was giving Chung Lee still.
Yeah, come on, Chung Lee.
She's now I don't even know what she just it's like so bloated now all the time.
Yeah, I just want my sister to, and I hate telling people to work out, but if you are an artist that you know you're performing on a stage. You're not just singing behind a mic. You kind of have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
But you know that thing that they call karma? That's what you get. You're talking about legends all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I just wish Nicki would, you know, reach back a little bit, though. Bring up the other girl.
You don't think she is?
I feel like just Coi Leray, like that doesn't count.
Coi Leray, Bia, Meg.
Oh, I forgot. Wait, what's she doing?
Collaborated with all of them.
Hot Girl Summer.
Hot Girl Summer. That was the first rapper female rapper that she collaborated. Or no, Cardi. She collaborated with Cardi too.
Now that's a technicality.
On what? The Quavo? The Migos song?
Yeah.
Oh, but that was their song. Didn't they like hate each other's verses? Went back and reached and shit.
That reignited a beef.
Yeah.
Reignited, you know.
Started the beef, honestly. But it was still a collaboration because she could have not did her verse.
They wasn't on set together.
And that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm asking a lot for Miss Minaj. I don't know.
You are.
Am I?
She made up with City Girls. Yeah, you are. Doja Cat. Okay, yeah. She doing more than anybody else.
Okay, maybe I'm being hard on Miss Minaj.
We be too hard on the women. We don't do this to men. So
that's what I was. Yeah. Right. No, but that's what I was thinking. I feel like the men though will like bring you around and like they're gonna do a song together, but then they're also gonna like bring you around and like bring you into the fold or like put you on a little tour, like that type of thing. That's what I think.
She ain't been on tour.
Just like a song, right? Or even, I mean, that horrible ass performance. She could have absolutely slid somebody up in that shit because she
had. She had Bia come out during Wireless over the weekend.
There we go. Okay, see, that's what I want to see.
Yeah. The wireless performance was so much better than the Essence ones from the videos I saw.
And she was hanging out with Bia in the club too after wireless.
All of the wireless performances were probably better than any performance ever. Like those crowds, I was like, oh my God, America is so boring.
Oh, those crowds are like, they know the words, word for word. Like they vibing, they're not in their phones. Like
I've never seen anything like that. And I wasn't there. So like the footage, like I've never seen anything like that. Like that was, it was giving like Michael Jackson low key, like.
For Roddy Ricch. It's giving Michael Jackson for Roddy Ricch.
Like I was like, oh my God, look at this sea of white people singing. Like.
Saying nigger at the top of their lungs.
That's the first thing. I was like, oh, do he say it in the chorus? I was like, Lord, I hope they don't have all these white people singing this in the chorus. I just hit a lit with backs. Yeah, no, it was actually very crazy. Well, I guess we'll see. We shall see. See the new, you know, the new onslaught of little rap girls coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of music, since we're in the middle of summer, basically, she's almost over or winding down. Month and a half. It's still summer. The summer's still summering. What is your summer song?
Now everybody go chop breakfast. Yeah, yeah.
Like Ochi or whatever. When it was like,
yes, come on. You know a little bit.
Chayo.
I have no idea what you're singing.
Is Burna Boy, Last Last.
Yeah, I feel like.
Oh, the new one with the Toni Braxton.
What is it like in the Shio? I literally actually went to look up the lyrics.
Need Igbo and Shio.
And I think, what is it like, drink and weed or something? Somebody actually broke it down for me what it is. It's like, I think it's weed and drink or something like that. Yeah.
It's like about a breakup though.
So apparently he was with, I thought her name was like Stefflon Don, but it's like, I guess you pronounce it differently. So it's about his breakup with her. And I remember her. Mm-hmm. Remember she, I think she was, breakfast in bed, y'all. I think.
Yeah, that's, I like that little song.
Yeah, I think that's her. But yes, apparently.
Burna Boy, fine.
I always get him confused with.
With who?
Like,
right, I'm like, well, who?
Is fine. But let me, I gotta look. Let me go look at what Burna Boy looked like real quick.
Let me go look and see.
Yeah.
I mean, he's no Skepta,
And Skepta, like he don't do it for me. He looked like I'm not even gonna say it, but yeah, no.
But it's Burna Boy vibe and it's his body type, like it's multiple things.
Yeah.
Like Skepta body is there. Like about to pick you up and drag you around like Party was doing Meg. But Burna Boy looked like he will.
I always see people say that too. I do not see it at all. Like, what is it? Love Damini? How do you?
You don't be liking them pretty boys though. I like my nigga a little ugly.
This is
a little ugly on them.
He just don't. He don't do it for me like at all. What is Damini? Damini? What is that?
I don't know.
I need to listen. You know, I don't really get into no Afrobeats like that, y'all. But I said I'm gonna listen to this project though, because I do love Last Last too. Shio.
But yes, you are right. Igbo is weed and Shio is liquor.
Okay, yeah. So I was like, I think it's like liquor and weed. I literally, I meant to rap genius it. Like I said, got to get on my little rap genius shit, see what it is. Not Jesse trying to put on her headphones to hear. Yeah. She's like, look, Jesse, what's your favorite song?
Right. Oh, and Damini is his name, by the way. That's Burna Boy's first name.
Ah, okay.
It's like love.
Damini. Yeah. Okay. That's why I was literally like,
I didn't know that.
What is your song, sis?
What's your song?
Maybe she'll sing it to us.
She's thinking.
LOL songs?
Okay. The LOL song. Oh, she's a bop. Mm-hmm.
See,
right, she's bop. It's so amazing when I got my hair braided, the girl, her daughter was there, and her daughter's two, and at first she was so quiet, like I could not believe, like this little girl was quiet as a church bus, just like watching her little iPad, and I think she kind of got like sick of it or whatever, and like then just started like, she just like gets up performing, like full on performing. Some I kept calling it Encantanto, and apparently it's Encanto. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna make it so fancy. I was like, Encantanto? And I was like, that's not how you say that. So she was like, I mean, like four songs in performing. I was watching her like, wow, we need to get her up on a stage someplace. And I'm like, and she only 2 years old. And she had like this vivid imagination. She came up to me and was like,
yes.
Did you find the treasures? And I was like, well, where are they? And she's like, right here. And I was like, there's diamonds. And she's like, yes. Like we had imaginary jewelry. I was like, oh my God, sis. Like you have an imagination for days.
Love it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she made my little uterus pitter-patter.
Not pitter-patter. It did a little heartbeat.
It did. It had
a little flutter. Oh,
flutter. And because she was like, I'm so ready to go home. And I still had like half a head. And I was like, is there another game you want to play? Like, you're not going
anytime soon. Like, sorry, sis, you stuck here for a little bit longer.
You are stuck here for a good 90 minutes, an hour at the minimum, at least. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
how long does it take to braid your hair?
Usually it's 3 hours, but I think because the
What you got right now?
Yeah, but this
That's
was
crazy.
That took 3 hours?
Yeah. Because you have to, like, because usually she's 2 hours. Like, when I got the heart braid, it was two. This is probably three, yeah. Because of, like, literally she had, she's quick. And it was like.
And that's quick, okay.
That's quick?
Yeah. It's not, but it is. Like, for
her.
Right. Time for her.
Got it.
Like, the way that you have to braid it, all the different, like, you leave a piece of hair here.
Oh, got it.
I said the other time was 2 hours. Like, just the regular, you know, like, hard.
And then she still like washed it and stuff. Right? No, or you had to come.
I had to come with it washed.
Dang, and it's still 3 hours.
Yeah, it was 3 hours.
Wow.
Like a sec, because at one point I was like, well, she's usually two. It was three.
Got it. Wow. Well, let's crew.
Now I'm thinking breakfast in bed, John. Well.
Wait, G, did you say your song of the summer?
My song of the summer. I mean, it's not a single. Does that count?
No. You about to be Brisk Brown Hive.
You already know.
W.E. Warm Embrace.
Forbidden, though, actually.
Okay.
Which one is that?
But Warm Embrace is fire, too. It's actually right after Warm Embrace.
What? Who's on that one?
Nobody's on Forbidden. Or okay, Warm Embrace.
You know I'm not like a huge Chris Brown fan. As she was braiding my hair, though, it was on. I have been listening to nothing but the album since I left.
Baby.
It is actually really good. So my favorite.
Gotta put some respect on my man name.
What is my favorite on there? My favorite is actually like, I think it was Till the Wheels Fall Off. The first song. I thought Capella Gray was Giveon also. I did not know that was Capella. And then I think it's actually Chris Brown. Singing in a different
There song. Were moments, yeah. Uh-huh, yep.
No, I lied. My favorite on here is Call Me Every Day, Wizkid.
That's a bop too, though.
Because that one would come on my playlist. That one I love. But I think, no, my song of the summer, I think, is Drake, Sticky. Like, I think.
Okay.
That sounds about right. Yeah. I love Keeper off that damn album still so much. It's so shady, but I love it.
Which one?
Huh?
Which one?
Keeper.
That's the one about the muse, right?
New muse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still listen to that album. Like I listen to it all the way through. I do not skip it. I listen to literally the whole thing. I'm trying to think. Yeah, because like that Brent album, and I'm a Brent fan. I did not love it. No Shade really wanted to take your girl, Alicia, off of one of the songs that I really like.
I was like, why? How did this even happen? It was just really random.
It was so random. Like, I feel like you could have gotten anybody. So maybe that's why you got Alicia. I don't know. I don't like Alicia Keys, like rapping.
Wait, I saw him at the club on Saturday and he looked so fucking sad. I was like, this man really be singing his song, living his songs. Brent,
really?
Yes. He looked so fucking, he looked depressed. It was like, nigga, go home. Like, who's this in the club like this?
Wow.
In the club. Yes. Yes, he looks so sad.
He's like a whole superstar, and I had no idea.
Low key,
yeah. And then I had no idea the night before. He had like this event in LA downtown. It was like it got shut down, but it was like a standoff. Like the SWAT police was there. Like I think it was like 300 capacity, but like 4,000 people outside.
It's so weird. Like he really is like a star, and he's not.
But nobody was bothering him in the club. So
yeah. I feel like it's very
polarizing.
It is.
It's crazy.
Don't know. Like he's not even signed. Like it's really.
He's not even signed. He uses STEM to release.
Mm-hmm. And you know, he's from Columbia.
Yeah, I remember in one of his songs he said 410.
Sorry,
in Maryland.
Oh, okay. I'm
girl,
like,
not South Carolina. Right, South Carolina.
I was talking about like Cartagena. I was like,
right. I'm like, no, bro.
Like eight different Colombias.
I'm thinking like the country, like South country. You're thinking of a country.
Right. And I'm like, no. I was like, y'all talking about two different things. We talking about three different things, actually.
Literally. You was talking about actually Columbia, Maryland.
Right.
This man, South Carolina.
You like Central America.
South America. Like, right. Like, what? I ain't never heard that nigga speak Spanish.
Like, even in New York, like, he was, like, he would put where he was going to be at, like, his location, like, 15 minutes before he got there in Soho. And it would just be so many kids that would have, like, his album and signs and shit. He was, like, signing albums. I'm like, where did y'all come from? Like, how do y'all have these
vinyls?
Kids
are sad, honey. That's sad.
It is. Because, you know, they're, like, because he's so, like, toxic love songs. And it's so many, like, baby Brent Faiyazes even that are trying to come up. And they sound just like him. Like I would never ever think that Brent Faiyaz would warrant all this. Like I'm like,
yeah, no.
Instagram show.
Yeah.
No. Wow.
But a shout out to him. Like his album, even like I'm sure it'll go number one.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure he'll be number one this week.
Which is crazy.
Good for him.
Yeah. Shout out to Brent. Hopefully you'll smile next time.
Right.
Okay.
Off. Like I need to take off all the interludes, take that song off. Like I'm good.
Yeah, I agree with taking off the interludes.
I do.
Interludes aren't as good anymore. Like if you're not gonna have a fire ass interlude, please leave it.
Yeah, we don't.
If you're not having superstar interlude, confessions interlude, please stop.
We do not want talking interludes.
No, it has to be a song.
Especially, it was dark. Like at the end, I was like, what? Okay, I'm all set. Like I will never listen to that last interlude, like ever again.
Oh, wake up call?
Yeah, I think it was that one. Yeah, I was like, this baby and Chris and like, what? It was a lot. If you wanna waste your time, now I'm saying it. Then waste your
time. Come on now. Waste your time with me.
Open your eyes and see. Well,
who's giving you what you need?
I guess we still have the rest of the summer to go to see what the official, if there will be an official one.
Official summer. Official.
I know we got still half the summer, but we'll see if one of ours was actually the song of the summer.
Yeah, I feel like even in the conversation, I always see Last and FNF.
It might be FNF.
Glorilla. I always see those two in the conversation.
Yeah. I would love like an all-female remix of that.
I think they are one. At least that's what I heard. It's taking forever.
I would imagine it is, but that would be, I mean, that would help it propel it to the song of the summer. If there's some good verses.
What happened to Sweetie?
Literally, because they had Saweetie was like a week in, and they had, you know, I follow them like little meme like blog pages,
mm-hmm.
and they posted a video, but then apparently like other female rappers are getting on it, and that's what's taking so long.
Mommy, I want
to
be
my favorite. So I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I wonder where she at in general. I feel like she's been quiet too.
Ooh, Saweetie.
She has been.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's crazy? I actually really like the single with her. Why do I love that song? Like,
Kiss Me More Part Two.
No, Pull Me Closer. Oh yeah, that is kind of a same BPM for sure.
I love right. That's literally the same thing. I was like, I love her singles. Like, but you saw
I do too.
She hasn't released anything, and she was, you know, going back at people.
She hasn't.
but she still got all her brand deals. So Saweetie is is a Snoop Dogg. Like, she know how to get a check.
She is. She sure does.
No album. My sister stays.
Shout out to her.
Like, stays.
Does she technically ever have an album?
No, she's never had.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Damn.
That's what, because I saw she literally wrote like a whole thing on Twitter because people were like, you've never even had an album come out yet, all EPs.
Damn, when she gets that Best New Artist nomination, they're gonna be over it. Right. Be like, she been out.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy.
You mean for Grammys?
Mm-hmm.
That's a reach.
But you know, she can't get it again because she got it. I think you can only be nominated one time.
Yeah, you can.
Got it.
So yeah, so she
got can. It.
So, yeah, she missed her shot. Who? Oh, Olivia Rodrigo. I'm like, who won? Where is my sis big? I loved that Olivia Rodrigo album.
I think she's on tour.
Is she? Oh, I might need to pop out.
Yeah, I think Olivia Rodrigo is on tour.
I definitely might need to pop out. I played that like last week. I love that album. Like, you know, y'all know I'm not a pop girl. I love that album. So good.
They doing fireworks outside. Ain't that over?
Ooh. Oh, I really heard it.
It was supposed to be.
What's going on?
Yikes. Well, the quote, ouch, my earring hurt. The quote is, this week I accept that I do not have to control everything. Things won't always go as planned and I will still just be, things won't always go as planned and I will still be just fine. I will adjust and be okay.
Oh, yeah. That is for sure. Like, yeah. Accept the things you can control and the things you cannot.
Yes.
Very hard thing to grasp. Very, very hard. I struggle with it daily.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Yeah. Some people think when you're not like acting in control that you're like aloof to things. And it's not that, it's just like letting go. Like, the fuck, if I can't do nothing about it, I can't do nothing about it.
I mean, yeah, it ain't about to take my mental.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That don't mean I don't care.
Yeah. Surrender.
Yeah, I still care, but you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Why was I thinking about that? Wait, speaking of, we still ain't get the video for Lose My Breath. What's it called?
Love break it. My Nobody, soul. Break my soul. No one said that song. No one
said that song. We just giggled. Maybe the video might make me like it more.
Do we still care?
Fair.
It's so, 2 weeks is a really long, something had to happen. Like, and I don't
so think so. I saw on Twitter that, and I followed the Beyonce Renaissance page. I started following all these pages, like, you know, stan culture, I guess. Stan culture. I do it for Rihanna too, but somebody said that they were like hitting up radios to stop playing Break My Soul. And one of the accounts liked that post. So really? I was like, is this true? Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I found that to be interesting. Don't know if it's true, but that wouldn't make sense to me. But there's no video, so I don't know.
We didn't shoot one. I don't know. I just like Beyonce's always so visual, so it's like to have something visual is just so strange.
Yeah,
right. With the album coming in 2 weeks.
Right. So right, are we getting another? We have to get another single maybe this week.
Something's happening within the next week.
Has to, at least. Has to release another single. Like, has to.
Something, cause.
Yeah, I'm about to follow all these Beyonce, like.
You gotta go to, I think Beyonce Legion is like the.
Yes.
The one, she's the doll.
Yeah, I think I follow that one.
Yeah, that's the only one I follow.
We have to be getting wheat seriously.
But they ain't even talking about nothing.
I guess more to come. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe next week's episode we'll have more to talk about with Renaissance.
Exactly.
All right then. We'll have
those are the fireworks.
Girl, they getting closer and closer. Like, just now my water bottle moved.
Oh my gosh, wow. All today, happy 7-Eleven day. I kept saying that. I didn't get it. The 7-Eleven.
Seven cool. Twice, man. Seven twice.
That was such a good video.
It was.
And she created TikTok.
Sure did. Sure did. A legend.
All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.